Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So how's your business day going? You know, well, there's a routine that we go through every single day in our business, and we're wrapped in this cocoon of our business. We really see what's going on, just what's right in front of us, what's right around us, and we may not even be aware of what's going on in your company. So have you taken the time to survey your customers lately? And I'm not talking about the kind of survey where you send out 20 questions on an email and you say, please fill out this survey. I'm talking about talking to people, talking to your key customers, being in touch with them on a regular basis, asking them how you can help them, asking them what they need, how you can improve your service, how things are going, how their business is going, what's going on in their world, in their personal economy, in their business economy. You see, it's necessary to really understand your business and understand what's going on in the marketplace. And if you don't understand what's going on in the marketplace, how can you serve your customers? And the way to really understand what's going on in the marketplace is to talk to your customers. Most people don't do that. They just take the customer for granted. Well, we've got them. We've got the client. We've got the customer. We do business with them. Oh, yes, we think we're doing great business with them. We don't need to talk to them. We don't need to sit down with them. Every once in a while, you might want to visit them, might want to take them to lunch, might want to get them into conversation about business. You might want to get a picture of exactly what's going on in their world and what's going on in your world. And the more information you can get, the more you can understand exactly what they're thinking, the better you can serve them, the better you can continue to keep the customer, and the better, more profit that you can make. So let's think about talking to our key customers, and let's talk to the ones who aren't happy with us. They're just as important as the people who are. If we talk to the people who aren't happy with us, we'll get a picture as to why they aren't happy with us. Why aren't they happy with what's going on? Why didn't they buy from us? And then we're talking about surveying. We want to talk to our employees, to our coworkers. We want to find out what's on their mind. We want to find out what's bothering them. We want to find out what's making them successful. We want to find out what their ideas are in improving the business. So you see, there's so much you can do here just by talking to people. And, you know, talking is also listening. The more we listen, the harder we listen, the more we understand what people are saying, the more we ask questions to draw them out into the conversation and get them to talk, the more information we get. And what is business about? Business is about compiling information that will help us sell a product or service. That's really all it is. If we really understand what people want, if we understand what they need, if we understand how to present it to them, then we will be very successful. If we sit at our desk all day and we have no knowledge of what's going on whatsoever, then we will not be as successful. So consider what I'm saying. Think about how you can do it, but in a casual way, not in a formal way. I'm going to survey you. I want you to ask me. I want you to answer these questions for me. No, just conversation. And we should have a continual conversation and dialogue all the time with many different people, maybe even with the friendly competitors. Maybe we talk them up, call them up, and we talk to them. Maybe with people who are in similar businesses but not exactly the same business, dealing with the same types of people, the same types of buyer. How's your business going? What's going on? Let's share some information. So let's work on this. Let's think about it. Let's put it in action, and let's continue to grow our business and be more successful every single day. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.